The Burning of Paper Instead of Children by Audrianne Rich. I was in danger of verbalizing my moral impulses out of existence. Daniel Berrigan on trial in Baltimore. 1. My neighbor, a scientist and art collector, telephones me in a state of violent emotion. He tells me that my son and his, aged 11 and 12, have on the last day of school burned a mathematics textbook in the backyard. He has forbidden my son to come to his house for a week, and has forbidden his own son to leave the house during that time. The burning of a book, he says, arouses terrible sensations in me, memories of Hitler. There are few things that upset me so much as the idea of burning a book. Back there, the library, walled with green Britannicas. Looking again in Dürer's complete works for Melancholia. The Baffled Woman. The Crocodiles in Herodotus. The Book of the Dead. The Trial of Jeanne d'Arc. So blue, I think, it is her color. And they take the book away because I dream of her too often. Love and fear in a house. Knowledge of the oppressor. I know it hurts to burn. 2. To imagine a time of silence or few words, a time of chemistry and music. The hollows above your buttocks traced by my hand, or hair is like flesh, you said. An age of long silence, relief from this tongue, this slab of limestone, or reinforced concrete. Fanatics and traitors dumped on this coast, wild green, clay red, that breathed once in signals of smoke, sweep of the wind. Knowledge of the oppressor. This is the oppressor's language. Yet I need it to talk to you. 3. People suffer highly in poverty, and it takes dignity and intelligence to overcome this suffering. Some of the suffering are, a child did not have dinner last night. A child steal because he did not have money to buy it. To hear a mother say, she do not have money to buy food for her children, and to see a child without cloth, it will make tears in your eyes. The fracture of order, the repair of speech to overcome this suffering. 4. We lie under the sheet after making love, speaking of loneliness relieved in a book, relived in a book. So on that page, the clot and fissure of it appears. Words of a man in pain, a naked word entering the clot, a hand grasping through bars, deliverance. What happens between us has happened for centuries. We know it from literature. Still it happens. Sexual jealousy, outflung hand, beating bed, dryness of mouth after panting. There are books that describe all this, and they are useless. You walk into the woods behind a house, there in that country. You find a temple built 1,800 years ago. You enter without knowing what it is you enter. So it is with us. No one knows what may happen, though the books tell everything. Burn the texts, said Artaud. 5. I am composing on the typewriter late at night, thinking of today. How well we all spoke. A language is a map of our failures. Frederick Douglass wrote in English purer than Milton's. People suffer highly in poverty. There are methods, but we do not use them. Joan, who could not read, spoke some peasant form of French. Some of the suffering are, it is hard to tell the truth. This is America. I cannot touch you now. In America, we have only the present tense. I am in danger. You are in danger. The burning of a book arouses no sensation in me. I know it hurts to burn. There are flames of napalm in Catonsville, Maryland. I know it hurts to burn. The typewriter is overheated. My mouth is burning. I cannot touch you, and this is the oppressor's language.